thoughts getting ready for Toronto here, and maybe just the schedule that gives you guys a little bit of downtime here finally after what was a really busy November?
Yeah, Toronto's playing well. You know, they're playing hard, and I think they're kind of getting over the hurdle, sort of like we did last year. They had to get accustomed to new coach, new system, you know, what they're trying to do, and you know, I think they're starting to get over that hump and starting to have some success doing it. So it was a tough game when we played them in Toronto. It's going to be probably even tougher tomorrow night.
Has it been nice to have a bit of a more manageable schedule here?
Yeah, it's nice to get a little rest, you know, try to recover and get feeling normal again. November was kind of a grind.
How close are you guys, would you say, to playing the way you want to and need to, or I guess how far from it?
Well, Paul, we're pretty close. You know, the results may not say that, but if you look deeper into it, coming from where we were, you know, 7-0 in Nashville, you know, I think since then we've been pretty good. You know, we've had some bad bounces to go against us. It's just all a part of just grinding it out. You know, I think as a whole we've played pretty well. There's just been some lapses that have hurt us, and those are the things we need to shore up on.
Were the expectations realistic that you played exactly the way you played last year and have the same kind of results? Realistic?
Well, it's easy to have expectations when you didn't go through it. So I think the guys in the locker room know what went into last year. So the Winnipeg whiteout, the playoffs, all the parties that were had around the city, I think they might kind of overshadow how difficult that was to achieve, you know? So putting pen to paper is easy, but the grind that we went through last year to achieve that, you know, look at November last year, what we looked like, you know what I'm saying? In December, in January, February, March, you know, it was every single day was a grind. And maybe it's putting the cart before the horse, you know, you talk about we kind of had that result that we were looking for last year. So this looks no different than it did last year. You know what I'm saying? We just need to get a little bit better defensively, and we're going to look a lot like we did last year. It was never pretty last year, you know?
I could see the community maybe and some fans putting, as you said, cart before the horse. But in here?
Well, I just think it's, like I just said, it's easy to look at all the fun things that happened as a result of the grind we did last year. You know, that was special. And, you know, we earned those results, but there was never one single time last year where it came easy to the last game where we clinched. You know, we were in an overtime game trying to battle for our lives, and, you know, nothing came easy for us last year, and it's not coming easy for us this year. So, you know, hopefully nobody came into the season expecting things to come easily, because that's not who we are and that's not what we do. So we all need to embrace the battle, because it's going to be that way until the bitter end. And, you know, if we find ourselves on the right side of the line again, then, you know, we can throw another party, but that's a long ways away.
Trade rumors ever affected you? You ever seen that?
You know, that's all external stuff. You know, that doesn't really enter the locker room too much. I think guys aren't stupid, you know, so I think people know that those things are possible and it's part of the business. But, you know, it's not something we turn the music off before practice and talk about too much.